KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and joining me here today in studio, we feature the Riley County Historical Museum, and curator of archives and library, Linda Glasgow, joins us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We also have Doug Tippin, who is coordinator of the Military Road Marker Project and local historian. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we're going to be talking a lot about here this project. And Linda, I'll let you kind of just start things off about what it is exactly we're talking about.
This morning, we are going to be talking about the military road markers for the Fort Leavenworth to Fort Riley Historic Trail. And I'm very excited to introduce this topic. Many of you have already heard the other guests this morning talk about the trail markers, and that is Doug Tippin. I'm going to start off by mentioning that the map of the military road markers is available on the website of the Riley County Historical Museum, and you can just put that in your browser and get right to it. Did you have anything you wanted to start off with, Doug?
Yes. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Brandon, for the opportunity to share with our listeners today some information about the military road that went from Fort Leavenworth to Fort Raleigh during the 1850s and 1860s. I'd like to give a little background as to how this project got started. We go back to the early 1950s, and a gentleman by the name of Morris Warner, who was an architect here in Manhattan, and Dr. Homer Sofolowski, who was a history professor at Kansas State. They both had sons in Boy Scouts and looking for a scout project, and they selected the military road. And Mr. Warner did a lot of research on it. In fact, he did a lot of writing. And I think, Linda, his book is in the museum. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay. And then in the late 50s, Mr. Warner moved to Tennessee, and nothing actually was done on the military road from that time until the late 1980s. And at that time, the late Don Combs learned that their home was just a few yards north of Warner Park, where the road was located. And because of that, Don Combs decided to start researching. And he actually cleared the trail in Warner Park by cutting brush and trees and built two bridges across small ravines. And about 10 years ago, he invited me to join him in the research and to help place some markers in the ground that we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. During the 1850s and 1860s, most of the major military forts in Kansas were connected by roads so they could move troops and supplies and equipment. And some of these early forts were Fort Leavenworth in northeast Kansas along the Missouri River, Fort Scott in southeast Kansas, Fort Raleigh, Fort Harker in central Kansas, Fort Larned in central Kansas, Fort Zara, which was located east of Great Bend, Fort Dodge in southwest Kansas, and Fort Wallace in northwest Kansas, and Fort Hays at Hays, Kansas. Some of these forts were built to protect people traveling on some of the trails, such as the Santa Fe Trail. And when the railroad was being built, they helped protect some of the workers from the Native Americans. But the road that we've been working on, again, is the one from Fort Leavenworth to Fort Riley. When they started wanting to go from fort to fort, first they used steamboats that went down the Missouri River from Fort Leavenworth to Kansas City and then came up the Kansas River. And this didn't turn out to be suitable because In the wintertime, it would freeze, be ice to deal with. And in the summer, if there was a lot of rain and floods, the high water made the rivers impassable. So they scrapped that idea. And in 1853, that's about when Fort Raleigh was being established, Major Ogden, who was a quartermaster general, suggested that they build a military road between the two forts. His first estimate of cost was $4,525. Then it was raised to $11,725. Later, he requested $50,000 more to complete the bridges and the grading. A bridge supposedly cost about $1,600. And a lot of the construction was done by the local civilians. Now, the road went from Fort Leavenworth southwest into Jefferson County, then into Shawnee County, and just north of Topeka, the military road joined up with the Oregon Trail. And from north of Topeka, it followed what's kind of like U.S. Highway 24 today to Silver Lake, and then it entered Pottawatomie County and crossed the Vermilion River, which is northeast of Waumegal. And at that crossing, Louis Vu, who was Pottawatomie and French, had a ferry business. And he also had a store there and sold hay and supplies that the people would need. And supposedly as many as 300 wagons a day passed on the military road and Oregon Trail at that location. And he charged a dollar a wagon. So that was pretty good money in those days. A few yards west of the crossing, the trail split. The Oregon Trail went northwest towards Westmoreland, and the military road went southwest towards Louisville, where it crossed Rock Creek. I also might mention there's a cholera cemetery there at the Vu Crossing. Cholera was a problem two different times during that period of time, 1855 and 1867. And the Culver Cemetery was actually on the other side of the river. And the Vu family is also buried there at the location in a separate cemetery. So at this point, Linda's going to talk about some of the markers that we have placed to the east of Manhattan.
Okay. Well, of course, we're going to start as far east as we can, and that's in Leavenworth County. And so that first marker is the 8 Mile House. That's at Leavenworth County Road, R14, which is Santa Fe Trail, and Easton Road, K192. And when you go on to the website, you'll see the GIS coordinates so that you can get to be exact as to where you're looking for that marker. The next one farther west is Easton, Kansas, and it is at the corner of First Street and K-192, and again, there are coordinates on the map. Then we get to Jefferson County, so you take K-192 to Winchester, turn right at 4th and Winchester Street, one block south of K-192, across from Jefferson County North High School. And that's at the American Legion Post number 387. Next, the military road passed by Ozaukee and the American Legion Post number 225. There is no marker at this site, but that does give you an idea of where the military road did lay. From Ozaukee, go west on K-92 to K-4 and turn south to Meriden. East on Main to Miller, right to Condre. Jefferson West High School, northeast corner of parking lot. And then we go on into Shawnee County to the Reese Fruit Farm, and that's at the intersection of US 24 and K4. Now, this marker is located actually on the side of the Reese Fruit Farm building. So we go west on US 24 to Silver Lake, and the marker is located at US 24 and 323 Railroad Street.
Now, all these are on public property, is that correct?
Well, it varies. Some's on public property, some are in other locations. The one at St. Mary's happens to be in the city of St. Mary's. She's going to mention West Star here in a moment. Energy Center is on their property, so it varies.
Okay.
Okay, traveling on to the west, we're going on US 24 to St. Mary's. So at US 24 and Grand Avenue, next to the Kansas State Historical Society's marker and across the street from St. Mary's Academy is one of the markers. We continue west on US 24 through St. Mary's to K63, turn right to Dirk Street, turn left, and it becomes Oregon Trail Road, which is a gravel road. Continue west on Oregon Trail Road to Pleasant View Road, turn right, continue west on Oregon Trail Road to Oregon Trail Nature Park, which is the West Star facility, as mentioned by Doug. Then we continue west on Oregon Trail Road, cross Lost Creek Road, cross Camp Creek Road, cross Onega Road, go by the View Cemetery, go by the Collar Cemetery, cross the Vermilion River Bridge, stop at the marker at the Louis View Elm Tree site, and there you will find a marker. Continue on Oregon Trail Road to Louisville, East Hickory Street to K99, turn south, cross Rock Creek Bridge to Cannonball Road, turn left, continue for 0.3 mile to the marker. Continue west on Cannonball Road to Salzer Road, turn left to Elm Slough Road, and then right on Elm Slough, cross Flint Rock Road, turn left onto Rockingham Road, turn right or west on School Creek Road. As you near Flush Road, the marker is on the north side of the road. To follow the first military road, turn north on Flush Road, turn left on Eliza Road to Lake Elbow Road. The marker is at the intersection of Eliza Road and Lake Elbow Road. Doug, did you want to mention anything about the Eliza of Eliza Road?
Yes, that's kind of an interesting story there where the marker is. It's in a corner of a pasture. And a young lady by the name of Eliza Thompson was with her family on the military road, and she became very ill, and they took her across the road to a home where she passed away. She was approximately 20. We have no idea what they were doing on the military road, whether her family had contracted with the government or whether they were headed to Colorado, the gold fields. We just don't know. But anyway, there's a marker for her in the pasture, and it's maintained by some of the local residents there in memory of Eliza Thompson, and that's where the name Eliza Road became.
Okay, interesting bit of history there. I want to pause here for just a moment. We need to get to a break, but we'll continue on with the markers here through Pottawatomie County after the break. We'll do that next here on In Focus News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial.